Chicago residents increasingly turning against sanctuary policies as more illegals flood their neighborhoods. By Warner Todd Houston on July 30, 2023. Chicago residents are increasingly turning up at community meetings across the city to express their outrage over City Hall's so-called sanctuary policies that are welcoming scores of illegals into their neighborhoods. Last week, for instance, citizens in the Woodlawn neighborhood gathered to express anger and frustration over the degradation of their neighborhood after a city-sponsored border crosser shelter opened up in the old Wadsworth Elementary School there. "I would ask you all to go out there at night, in the middle of the night, and see what goes on," one woman warned representatives of the Chicago Police Department during the meeting, according to CBS 2 News. Related video: watch, immigrants make camp, scatter belongings and trash in police stations around Chicago. Another blasted the illegals on a personal level, saying, "They disrespect us, they rob us, they harass us." One even warned that as illegals continue to act out, street justice might be employed to deal with the issue. "Let me say this, they've got one more time to deal with it. Because otherwise, next time they deal with it, they're going to deal with it from the streets. We're going to take over," a man told the police at the meeting. "Nobody is going to be able to stop us from what we're going to do to them." Members of the Woodlawn community are not alone. Complaints from constituents also spurred 42nd Ward Alderman Brendan Riley to send a letter to City Hall complaining that illegals being housed in a Loop Hotel are disrupting his neighborhood with drug use and sales, prostitution, loitering, littering, and rude behavior. Riley told City Hall that his voters are expressing concerns about migrants loitering, littering, illegally parking their vehicles, and leaving human waste on the sidewalks near the hotel. "There have been many other clashes between city officials and enraged citizens at local meetings, as well." At the end of May, Chicago's recently seated Mayor Brandon Johnson settled more than 300 border crossers at Wilbur Wright College despite the objections of residents. The opening of the college as a shelter sent dozens of angry residents to a meeting in May to protest the move. But that was not the first school Johnson turned into a migrant shelter. Last month, the city's Richard J. Daley College was also designated as a shelter where around 400 border crossers and illegal aliens were sent. Many of the city's police stations are also playing host to dozens or more illegals each. However, some illegals were removed from a Chicago police station where they were sent to shelter after officers were accused of sexually molesting at least one teen girl. And now Johnson's office is claiming that migrants will no longer be directed to police stations for shelter. Tellingly, so-called sanctuary policies that Democrat voters in the Windy City touted to puff themselves up as tolerant liberals are suddenly out of favor now that they are actually facing a flood of illegals. Twitter user NWokeness highlighted this fact by comparing two headlines from the Chicago media. Indeed, residents of Chicago's Edgewater community were thrilled with the idea of sanctuary policies in 2017 when liberals were accusing Donald Trump of purging immigrants, DNA Info reported at the time. But that hand-wringing contrasts badly with last week's fury in that same neighborhood as Chicago officials began flooding the area with border crossers and installing them in a shelter at Broadway Armory Park Fieldhouse. While residents were pleased to have a welcoming city when only a tiny number of immigrants were dropped into the area back in 2017, they are singing a far different and less tolerant tune now that hundreds are looking for shelter today. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.